Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us with another live episode of Love and Life. I am your host, Roger Love. Yes, I am. And I'm joined this morning by my lovely co-host, Miss Kiki. Good morning, Kiki.
Good morning, Roger Love.
How are you doing right now, honey?
I'm doing wonderful this morning.
Well, that's great, and junk and stuff. Now, I would be introducing Miss Mahogany, but I'm not exactly sure where she is at the moment, so hopefully she'll be joining us soon. And I'll say hello to her then, but as for right now, the show must go on and job.
Yes.
There's a lot going on, child. Miss Kiki is out getting coffee, honey. I'm sitting up in here trying to figure out what the heck I was about to say.
Well, I have another birthday wish. I need to wish my niece's birthday, Miss Glendale. She turns the ripe age of 11. Yes.
11 years old.
Yes, Glendale Kioka Jones.
Oh, okay. I'm like, who is niece? Let me start. Well,
yes, her birthday will be on the 28th.
All right, it's ending and junk and stuff. Wow. Now, girl, now we're going to get this conversation started because, you know, I think this was something that I remember you saying that you were going to talk about, but I had to talk about it because I'm having to talk about it because of what happened yesterday on Facebook with me.
Mm-hmm.
It was a conversation that got started with one of my Facebook friends / family members.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of ended abruptly, and I don't know why, but I'm going to just start the conversation now. The conversation, you know, about people getting their ass whipped and stuff like that as children and how it's if it's abuse or, you know, if it's not abuse. Or, you know, basically that situation that happened where there was this lady. She was arrested for chastising her children. And I say chastising because that's what I believe it was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, she was giving her child a whipping, and she got basically arrested for doing that. The children, the reason why she was actually whipping the children is because they broke into somebody's house. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And when she found out about it, she basically started, you know, commencing to thinking that behind as a lesson learned. But then decided, oh my God, that's a bit much. She's abusing her child. Let me call the police. So they wound up actually arresting the mother and then putting the children into foster care because. You know, that's just what they do. Now, before I get into the conversation that I had on Facebook, honey, I want to get your take on it.
Okay. Well, my whole thing is, this lady, now, back in my day, mama would have came home from work because somebody called her from work, and this lady came back home, went in her room, got a belt, when she saw the stolen items in her house and gave them each a whipping. And the police came over because I guess whoever house they broke into must have knew. And they, instead of taking the kids, they took them to foster care, actually, and they went ahead and took the mom to jail. Now, if a mama can think that much of her child to go get a belt, because in my mama's house, if there was stuff in there, whatever stuff you had, that's what you was going to get beat with.
Okay.
I don't care if it was extension cords. I don't care if it was cable boxes. I don't care if it was Xboxes. You was going to get beat with it. This woman went to get a belt. She passed up her children to go get a belt to beat them. I'm not going to say beat because we got beat as slaves. They were given a whipping because they did not do as she asked. And the only thing she asked of her kids was the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're going to go there, we're going to go to In God We Trust. Yeah, and in his good book, they say you spare the rod, you spoil the child.
The child, amen.
Now, Now, that's what the good books say. So when they want to pick laws and pull laws and where all our bylaws supposed to be from the Constitution, from the Constitution using the Ten Commandments, which is in most courtrooms that you walk in. So obviously y'all believe in the Bible. So obviously that should be one rule that should stick. Because if a parent can't raise their children, then who going to raise them?
They want other people to, the ones who ain't actually swinging whips and switches.
So the ones that don't give a dog about their children, obviously the mother gave a care about her kids, because if she didn't, she probably would have been in there, okay, let's go to the pawn shop and see how much we could get.
Hello. Hello. And that's the thing. Now, see, my conversation with my family member on Facebook went something like this. He basically says that the lady deserved to go to jail for actually basically beating her children. And if you love your child, you do not put your hands on them or something of that nature. So I'm like, well, let us.
Does he have any kids?
Yes, he does. He does. And now I don't know how he is around his kids, because he does, I mean, he lives in, I think he's in New Orleans still now, and I'm, you know, here in Atlanta, so I don't know how he is around his kids or with his kids, but I'm going to imagine that since he's saying all of this, I'm going to imagine that he does not chastise them like that. My thing is this. Now, and I said this because too many people try to associate a whipping or a spanking or just chastising as beating them. And they say beating because to them that's what that is, if they've never had actually experienced it. But my thing is, I think he has experienced that, coming from the family that we come from.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a such thing as an over-excessive? Yes, maybe so. But my thing is, everything comes down to intent. And you know I always say that about respect. I say that about this, too. There's an intent factor. And the thing is when you're actually chastising a child as a parent, and I'm going to speak on a majority and on a very broad level, because I'm not going to hold it specific. I'm not going to do that. When you are a parent, because I'm not a parent, that's why I can't be specific. When you are a parent, this is what I believe you're going through. You see something that's going on with this child that you want to try to correct and get a hold on and a handle on. You want to also show them that there are repercussions to some of the decisions that you make, especially when it comes to something like thievery and involving, you know, the law and all that other kind of stuff. So when you take the time to beat their ass right then and there, it's not just for the sake of causing them pain and making them suffer. That's not why you're doing it, you know. And I'm sure at some point there's just a twinge of level of frustration in there also, because I'm certain that you're having these things going on. This may not be the first time, of course, that my family member pointed out that she may have actually whipped them. And I also said, well, yeah, it may not be the first time she ever talked to them about something either. So my thought is when you're doing this, you're not doing this just for the sake of making them suffer and causing them, you know, pain and giving them hemorrhages and stuff and all that. That's not the purpose of you doing this. You're doing this in hopes to deter them from doing this or something worse again. That's why you do it, because you got to associate stuff. When you see that they're doing something that they shouldn't be doing, you associate it with a effect that they should not want to have happen. So the association of causing them that pain for that moment is to say, well, you know what, I'm the one that loves you, and this is what I'm doing to you because of what you did. Now imagine that if it was the other person that you actually stole that stuff from doing this to you. Or, as we see in recent times, if you would have encountered a police officer after doing this, you could be in the hospital. That's why I'm taking the time to give you this butt whipping now, so you can see that you do have repercussions. And at the same time, from my love, this is what you're going to get. But from there, not so much love, because they're not beating you out of love. They're not hitting you out of love. They're not doing anything out of love. They're doing it out of fear. They're doing it out of anger. You know, they're doing it out of the fact that they don't even know you and you in their house. So you're not going to get that holdback from them. So this is to try to give you some kind of warning as to what you should expect, but even worse, from them, because they don't love you, you know? So that's what I believe most parents are thinking when they're doing this. They're not doing this because they feel like, okay, I just want to cause them pain. And I say the same thing as if you were talking about talking to your children. A lot of parents talk to their kids and yell at them, you know? And if they're doing it, I don't believe that they're doing it just so they can get out their frustration and just so they can belittle them. No, they're doing it because they want them to realize the severity of the situation. And that's what happens. So my thought is like, yeah, if this was your child is going around stealing something out of somebody's apartment. Now, see, my thought is not every child has to be reared the same way, because children are different. They come up differently. They have different ways of doing things. So you don't have to take the same approach for every child. You don't. Because I know, for myself as a child, I didn't need to be told too many different times not to do something or to do something that I should be doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I avoided a lot of butt-whippings in my life. I can't say the same for my older brothers and my sister because, you know, sometimes, yeah, I learned from watching them. But my baby brother, now he was on another different plane. By the time my mama had him, my mama was in her 30s, I believe, when she had him. So she had us to watch for. She had him. It was like she had a lot more lax with him because she had too much going on. So he kind of fell by the wayside when it came to the chastisement and when he was doing stuff he shouldn't have been doing. And he learned in the hood the stuff that he shouldn't be doing, and he was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, even though he's passed now, and I can't say that the reason why he passed is because of his ill doing, because, you know, he was in a car accident. That was neither here nor there. But he has gone to prison. And I promise you, I believe he would have rather had gotten his ass whipped by her than going to prison for doing some stuff he should not have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
If he had gotten his butt whipped more times than not for the stuff he was doing then before he went to prison, I think he would have learned a bigger lesson from that to not go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, it's still one of those things that it's a guessing game for me. But it's like, you know, that's what I see. But at the same time now, not every child, like I said, has to go through that process, because not every child comes through where they have to do stuff in order to see why they shouldn't be doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We'll listen to you when you say, don't do this, don't do that. And it works fine for them. Some kids are not.
I think people get it confused. Like, when you start to raise a child, at 2 and 3, no, you don't whip them. You try the timeout thing.
Mm.
And for some kids, it will work. But the day and age we live in now, kids are impressionable by their peers. So even if you have been doing the timeout, at a certain age, timeout for kids do not faze them.
Exactly, because that's not a consequence.
Right. If you send them to their room and take all their electronics, only thing they're going to do is sit there and figure out what I'm going to do next to get back what I have.
Exactly.
These kids are so smart. I had a friend of mine's child. She called herself disciplining her child by taking away the cell phone, because her child was a teenager. She took away the cell phone. And what the child did was got a friend to give him an old cell phone, because as long as you have Wi-Fi on the old cell phone, you can get online, you can get on Facebook, you just can't talk.
Right.
Well, half of these kids don't talk no way. They on social media. So the whole time she was like, oh, yeah, because, you know, she's always on her phone. She's always, you know, texting and looking at stuff. No, she was always on Facebook, on Instagram. and you could get those things with the Wi-Fi. So she had this extra phone, and she did everything she her mother thought she couldn't do because she didn't have a phone with service. But she didn't need a phone with service. As long as you have a smartphone, you could get online. So she took the computer, she took the laptop, and so she like, oh, you know, she going to get it together because I took the her favorite things from her because she's always online. But she was still online.
See?
So she didn't learn from the – so when she did give her the phone back 2 weeks later, she was like, oh, thank you. But she didn't care. I mean, pretty much the phone was for her to contact her, not for her friends to contact her because her friends still was in contact. So, I mean, it's a new day and age, and I'm going to tell you, I got my fair share, not from my mom. My dad just had to put the fear in us by putting the belt around his neck, because you already know if you're coming in the house and you hear that jiggling, he got the belt around the neck and he didn't do something. And most of the time it was my brother, but everybody got it. My grandmother, she could be cooking, and if you do something she tell you not to do, she going to take the cooking spoon and knock you upside the head with it. It's not a game.
Okay.
So it wasn't out of, oh, I want to hurt my kids, I want to hurt my grandkids. It's about you going to respect me. And to this day, anybody that walked in the house where my grandmother's at, my brothers even flinch sometimes when they say stuff they know they ain't supposed to say around her. But she's much older now, so she's not going to do them nothing. But it's a respect thing.
Okay. I see you say that, but, girl, I still believe Rhea still slapping the mess out of somebody's chair. But, you know, that
I think she would, too.
You know?
I think she would. I think she would.
Yeah.
But I just believe that I think some parents that believe in the no hitting your kids, they have not experienced that rebellious kid. Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of kids are sneaky, and a lot of kids or what their parents would think they would never do wrong because you don't want to think the worst of your child.
Of course not.
And like your cousin, he might be blessed to have a child that has not gotten into anything and has been subjected to anything because he probably had him in areas where they couldn't be subjected to anything because of their peers.
And that's why I said, I don't see, and that's why I said I don't know how. Before we continue this conversation, though, let me introduce Miss Mahogany Child. She has joined us this morning. Good morning, Mahogany.
Good morning, my dear love. Good morning, Kiki.
How are you, honey?
Morning.
Fine.
That's good. That's good. Now, me and Miss Kiki are discussing the idea of a mother that went to jail because she basically chastised her child by spanking them for stealing some stuff out of their neighbor's house. Yes. The neighbor called the police.
I saw
And the mother
that.
Went to jail. Yeah.
I saw that.
Just catch me up.
I saw that.
Catch me up.
Thank you.
Okay. Kiki, you were saying?
Oh, I was just saying that your cousin probably doesn't realize but nowadays, with social media, you understand Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown. You understand these kids, and these are the ones that was publicly shown to us. But there's so many more that's not. And if we let the system, so would your cousin, I would have had to ask your cousin or whoever you had this Facebook conversation with, would you rather those kids went to juvenile detention?
Yeah, no.
Or would you rather them to get a whipping? Because if they would have went to juvenile detention, they learn even more in there on how to do crime than to get rehabilitated. Believe that. They learn how to the person next to them might have did armed robbery and showed them a quicker way to do it. So you don't rather their mother who actually loves them to keep them away from this and not let them get a record.
My thing is like, let us be honest about the whole situation. When you talk about talking to your kids, this is the thing that I always say. Does your kids listen? Because if they listen, then talking to is just fine. If they're listening and they actually act according to what you're speaking to them, that's fine because then that means that listening is working for them. But then you got these kids that are just like, well, you know what? We're going to do what we want to do. They just going to talk to us, and then we're going to go out and do what we want to do some more. Because apparently, yeah, if you're that bold of a child to go and break into somebody's house, I don't think that was your first act of offense to try to say, well, we're going to do something reckless. You know? It starts somewhere, and that's not, to me, where any other kind of normal child would start, if that's the case. So apparently, if they are doing these things and they done got up to that point, to me, something is still going on with those children to where it's like, yeah, okay, if she did beat their ass before for whatever they was doing before, it still ain't working with them. So what do you think talking is going to do to these kids? You think talking is going to actually say, well, okay, well, since she's saying it, maybe we shouldn't do it. Really? Really? Because for me, no, I would still rather beat your ass myself than to let anybody else take a charge of you and getting, you know, the consequences from what you just did. That's my thing. And that's why I compared it to him on Facebook with the story about the child and the socket. I'm like, I said, now, if you tell your child the first time, do not stick the knife in the light socket. You're gonna electrocute yourself. The child be like, whatever. Okay, that's the first time. The second time you see them walking over towards that light socket with a knife, you slap their hand and tell them, don't do that. You're going to electrocute yourself. Okay? That's you chastising your child, but it may work, it may not work. But some of those kids are going to still just have to be those kids and say, well, let me see exactly what's going to happen if I do this, no matter what. That's some kids. Stick it in that light socket, get the shock of their life, and I guarantee you they realize then, okay, well, maybe she told me not to do it because she didn't want me to actually go through what I'm going through right now. Maybe she slapped my hand so I could realize that there's going to be so much pain that could be worse if I did this right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to learn, but it just takes that child to learn however they're going to learn. Some kids, you can just tell. Like I said, the first time, if you would have said, don't do that, you're going to shock yourself, that would have been good for some kids. And they wouldn't have done it no more. The second time, you tell a child, don't do it, you're going to hurt yourself and slap their hands because you done told them the first time, that might work for them, and they'd be like, okay, well, then maybe I shouldn't do this. But you ain't going to always have those kids that listen to that. Some kids are going to have to be those kids that go through life and just do stuff. And that's some kids. You know, you try your best to prevent them from doing these things, but they go through it, and you try to give them a reason to not do it because you know the outcome of what their actions is going to be a lot worse if somebody else actually gave them a punishment for whatever it is. So, to me, again, it goes by the child. You don't have to actually whip every child because not every child needs it, and that's fine. I would prefer children to not need to get their ass whipped in order for them to do what they should be doing and not do what they shouldn't be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's just the kids. But that's just me. Now, since Miss Mahogany is here with us this time, Chad, we can start another topic that I had came across also with the same family member also on Facebook that he started the conversation now. I was like, okay, yeah, buddy, that's going to get some people to say some stuff, but it didn't actually, from what I seen on the post. He went on Facebook and said that he's worked at different places where there were black women, and he said that. Yes, he did. Black women running the place. And he said that he would never work at a place where there's a black woman in charge ever again because they bring their kids to the place like it's their babysitting duties to do that, which it's not. They don't know how to act when they're so ghetto and ratchet and da-da-da-da-da, and it's just the way that they are. That was the conversation starter. Now, I was thinking to myself, a lot of people might have taken offense to that, and they would come on there and just be like, we are not going to do that because of da-da-da-da. But a lot of people that I seen posted was like, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. We have all worked with that kind of, and like, oh, no, ma'am. So I'm like, you know what, before I tell y'all what I actually said, I want to see what y'all have to say about that. Miss Mahogany, since you're new with us.
Well, he's entitled to his opinion, but, you know, all black women are not like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, you know, he can stay closed-minded if he wants to. I don't really have much else to say about it. I mean, it's, I don't think all black women are like that.
Okay. Miss Kiki, being a black woman yourself?
I think he's just a fool of me. Fool of, yeah.
Yeah, that.
Because.
Yeah, that. Okay.
He generalized black women. And when was the last time he was a black woman? Oh, okay.
Ooh. Ow! Ow! Damn. Pow.
Fired.
Okay. Pow.
Yes.
I just was confused.
Hmm.
He had so much to say, and he had never been a black woman, so, I mean.
Oops. Hmm. Well, let me say that what I actually responded to him was with this. Now, y'all know me. I always got to be the one to be politically correct for the most part. But, you know, when I'm having these kind of conversations, not with y'all, you know, with everybody in general. And I was like, you know what, A, I am not about to let you do that like that. I can't do it. Basically, that's how I started it. I said, because, see, there are far too many black women that I know of that are in these kind of positions that are not nowhere near that. Now, I'm not saying that they don't exist because, yes, you do have some ratchet-ass people. But let us be honest, it's not just black women. And that's the thing that was getting me. Don't generalize and put things, stigmas on people that's not a necessity to do. Because we already got too many stigmas on us. We do, as black people, period. I'm not going to let you add on to it. So, no. I'm like, first of all, more than not, the black women that I know of that are in these positions are very much so professional with what they do, and they feel like they have to be even more professional because they're black women. That's the people that I know. That's the stock that I grew up around, you know. Now, of course, like I said, you do have those ratchet few that you do see, you know, and they have that same mentality. But, again, that all just depends on the people and where you grow up and how you grew up and all that other kind of stuff. But let us be honest, like I said, it happens. Not to the majority, though. I don't think that's a good generalized statement to put out there when it's not the majority of people like that. Even if it was the majority, I still wouldn't just say it just for the sake of not putting that stigma out there because that's just me. But the fact of the matter is that most of the black women that I know of, most of the black people that I know of that are in those kinds of positions, they have the mentality that they have to be more professional to be in those positions because of the fact of how this world is today. So to generalize that and put that out there like that to me was just kind of reckless, I would say, on your part, because, yes, it was. And, again, I understand you're speaking from your experience, but that is just your experience with working in the industry, A, that you were working in, and B, the places where you were working around, you might have encountered those kind of people. But that generalized statement goes beyond that realm of people that you were with.
I got a question. You say that's a cousin of yours?
Yes.
Didn't he come from a black woman?
Oh. Of course.
Okay, just wondering.
Yes, he did. But at the same time, you know, his mother was more, that I know of, was more of a housewife and mother than, I don't know if she's ever worked before. So I'm like, you know, she could have had a job. I don't know. I don't remember hearing about her at work other than, you know, she was a first lady at a church, you know, with his father being a minister, and she was mostly a housewife.
Perfect. That's a job. That is a full-time job.
Well, no, it is, but that's what I'm. But when I'm talking about the kind of the job, and he's talking about being professional with where he worked at, that's what I'm talking about as far as job. Now, yes, I don't know if she's ever had an outside job before. She was a full-time housewife that I know of.
First lady's job compares to any type of job you can ever have because you deal with so many different type of people. You handle so many different finances. You handle so much. You a CPA, a president, a CFO, a CEO. You're all that by being a first lady. So with that, you're pretty much the second runner-up of the church, and the church is a hard duty to run. So with that being said, the ignorant comment that was made, and not trying to call your cousin ignorant or anything, the ignorant comment that was made on how black women handle situations, you first have to look at your parents. That would be your mother, since that's the black female that you know. And you see how she handles her business affairs. And in your eyes, if she handles them ratchet, then maybe he was having a bad day and he ran up against, you know, one that was ratchet.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, you can't say she was a woman. Just because she's a female doesn't make her a woman.
A black woman. So,
and just because she's a black female doesn't make her a black woman. It could make her a black bitch. I mean, a black
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to generalize them all is just not cool.
Thing.
So.
And my biggest thing is, for me, I don't like generalizing people to, you know, to be one thing at all, for the most part, as it is. Now, we all make general statements, you know, and to me, a general statement is okay, but when you generalize one specific group of people like that to be one thing, that to me is just like a no-go, because A, especially if I feel like that group, I know that group, or if I'm included in that group especially, and I know that it's not true, I'm going to let you know that it's not true. And knowing the black women that I know, they're not that. And it's like a lot of them are related to us that are not that. A lot of them are just friends of ours that are not that. So I can't even begin to let you just put that out there that any place where there's a black woman in charge is going to be run like this. No, no, no. That's retardedly ridiculous to me. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm not sorry.
Is that the same cousin as the conspiracy theorist?
No. He's one of the ones that I always say in a conspiracy theorist, but not as extreme as the conspiracy theorist, so no.
Oh, okay. Thank God, because I was about to hang up the phone.
Oh, no, ma'am. Don't be hanging up the phone on my family now, okay? We're trying to help people. That's what we do here, Love and Life. We discuss situations. We try to get another perspective out there. That's what we do, okay?
Is he married to a black woman?
Well, he's not married, but he does have a relationship with a black woman, yes. And to my knowledge, she's in the medical profession, if I'm not mistaken. I may be wrong, but I believe she's in the medical profession. So that's why I said, you know what? You know, that's not a cute generalized statement to make. If you're making it about certain people that you've encountered, then say that. Say that you worked at this particular place and the women that work there are like, because that's your experience. I can understand that. Because we've all worked in places where people were like this and like that. And if that's how they were, that's how they were. But don't generalize that to be everybody in that whole thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that's not
mm-hmm.
you. That's not you.
Mm-hmm.
That's I don't like generalizing, and I don't even, you know, because to me, generalizations is where they get their statistics from, and I don't believe in statistics because I don't believe that they actually do the right, you know, research, to say the least.
Mm.
That's my thought on that. I don't do stereotypes. I don't do, you know, the generalizations, because it's just most of the time it just does not apply to the people that you know, you know. So I'm like, I can't do it. It's just no. Now, moving right along, I'm going to see what else I can actually talk about, because I was just scrolling through some stuff, Chad, and I went past something that was trying to catch my attention, but I missed it. So currently I'm trying to see what it actually said so I can actually talk about it. Okay, now I'm seeing a funeral that's going on that was posted by Miss Kia. Oh, this was a throwback. Okay, from Cooley High. It's like, what is this? This looks familiar, but yeah, okay, that's a throwback. Where did you find that? On Facebook? I mean, on YouTube?
No, on Facebook. It's a group that I'm in that do throwbacks.
Oh, okay. Whoa, and speaking of which, yes, I guess I could talk about that, because, you know, people have been doing that for some reason, for like a couple of weeks now, just throwing back a lot of stuff on just different days. Now, everybody heard about Throwback Thursdays, you know, And now I'm seeing hashtag throwback Monday, throwback Tuesday, throwback Wednesday, throwback Friday, everything. So I'm like, when did they start doing all of this? A couple of weeks ago? Now, there was one throwback that I was like, I really was like, oh, my God, it just took me back. I said between 1991 and 1999, there was this song that came out in 1991 that officially started the summer. And I know y'all know what it is.
Of course we do.
Mm-hmm.
Summertime.
Yes, ma'am. Summertime. Summertime. Time to sit back and unwind. With DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Yes, ma'am, honey, when they came out with that song, yes, that song marked the beginning of summer for everybody, child. Every summer until 1999, I believe. That's when I say it, because that's when the last time I remember hearing it and I got excited about the summer, because that's when we moved to Atlanta. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, dude, it was just one of those things. And they put it on Facebook. I'm like, oh, well, all right.
It sure is summertime. Yesterday was 100 degrees.
Oh, honey. Summer had began in April.
People be having these cookouts and these parties outside because the sun is out. But don't they be knowing it's 100 degrees? Like, really?
Yeah,
really.
Oh, and speaking of summer, child, y'all know I finally got my AC on. My AC is in my car.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, wow.
Yes, indeed. What, was that a Freon?
Child, they had to replace the, what they said it was. I thought it was just the line where the Freon would go through, because that's what I was told had a leak in it. But they said, no, it was actually the, I think it was either the pump or the thing that basically generates the Freon to go into the line that had to be replaced. And I was like, you know, it was telling me, I'm like, I don't know what it's going to cost, but in my mind, I was thinking, I said, between $200 and $300 is what the price should probably be. But I said I was even expecting something of a five that may have came out of somebody's mouth. And I was like, I'm praying to God that it's not that. But if it had to be, it had to be. When they told me how much it was going to cost, and I was like, okay, thank you. Yes, please. It was $220-something that it costed to replace it. I was like, well, thank you. Jesus.
Well, I'm going to tell you, my AC in my house.
You did what?
My AC in my house, last week, my AC in my house had went out. Well, I was, you know, usually in my house it stays about 65 degrees. And it was like 70 degrees. So I'm like freaking out, like my AC is broke. Well, of course, that night it had got hotter because the AC was not working, but it was running. So the next morning, I called the AC guy, and I'm like, look, you got to make it here. And then I got a call from Lawrence saying he was coming to town or whatever. So I went to get it from the airport, and when he got home, it was scorching in my house. Now, the whole night, I was burning up because my house was usually 65 degrees. He got home, I was like, well, the AC guy will be here later on. Got to sit here and wait till the AC guy comes, but it is hot in here. He went to the thermostat, he took it off the wall, put a new battery in, and the AC started blowing.
Oh, wow.
I needed a double A battery.
Ain't God good?
All I want to know is if he wouldn't have came home, I had to pay $300 for this guy to just come out and check it and get whatever he fixed. And if he would have came out here and I would have paid him $300 for a double A battery, it would have been a situation up in here.
Girl. That's why I ain't going to even let you do that like that. I ain't going to even let you do it.
So y'all check y'all thermostats when y'all, you know, around this time. Make sure your batteries are good and change your filters.
That's for all y'all that own. For those of y'all that's renting, let them check it and have them fix it out. $300, honey, because it's not yours, okay? Don't even worry about that.
That is just dirty.
I'm just saying, get them on their job. Yes, ma'am, and child, that's the AC thing for this discussion, child, because it's like, oh, my God. it is what it is, child. And it's like it's not been a great year for not to have an AC. Last year, I mean, it was hot, but I survived that summer. I really did, mainly because I didn't go outside as much because I wasn't working like I was hoping to be. But it started out even worse because I'm like, well, but better but worse because I was, like, you know, working. And so I'm, like, in traffic sitting in there with no AC, honey. By the time I got home, literally just drenched in sweat. I'm like, you know what? Has to get done, and this has to be done soon. So I'm like, yeah, I knew when I was going to want to get it done, so I'm like, I made some calls, child, and of course the devil being as busy as he is, child, tried to block it, but he was like, you know what, he wasn't swift enough. Called somebody, they was like, well, we operate on a first come, first serve basis. How soon can you get here? I said, within a half an hour, I'll be there. So I got there, and he said, oh, so you just want us to take a look at it? I said, no, I want you to fix it. He was like, well, that's what I mean when we say take a look at it. Yeah, we're going to fix it. So I'm like, okay, thank you. I need you to work on it and do something.
Right, you have to clarify some things.
And when I left there, baby, it was blowing. I'm like, ooh, thank you. Thank you. I'd like to thank my parents who gave me the common sense to go to a mechanic when I knew I couldn't fix it myself. Yes, indeed. Okay, now, so tonight, y'all, I think Miss Mahogany was talking about it. You did say that tonight they were going to be doing, is it tonight? Should I say the BET Awards?
Yes, tonight, the BET Awards, 8 p.m.
Now, this is a question for me, because I was seeing something last weekend. I believe it was on TV. Now, I wasn't watching it because I was seeing it in passing. I was at the hotel, of course, so I was seeing it, and I'm like, okay, they were doing. It was an older show, but because it was like it was, they showed Prince being honored then. So I'm like, I was wondering when that was actually done because they were showing it like it was something new, but it wasn't something new. So I'm like, okay, I'm guessing y'all don't know what I'm talking about. It was on BETA, if I'm not mistaken, but it was one of the awards, the music shows, that they were actually honoring Prince for the Lifetime Achievement Award. But I just couldn't remember when that actually happened.
It probably was last year.
Did they honor him last year?
They could have, I mean...
Well, that's what I'm asking, because, I mean, you know, I know normally we will see these shows and whatnot, and we know generally if it, I mean, at least, especially if it was last year, but it was like, I guess, I couldn't remember when it was that they actually,
it was BET?
I believe so. That's the thing, I'm thinking
because
it was.
Because I know another award show had did it, and they had Stevie and Madonna do it.
Oh, the Billboard Awards, and
they
said it was a sorry-ass tribute. The Billboard Awards was a sorry-ass tribute for Prince.
It was
people
a Lifetime Award that he had, too.
They said it was sorry. They said it was just awful. So BET wants to do it better, you know, with tonight. They want to do a better tribute for him tonight because Billboard didn't give him no justice. But I'm not sure what show that you're referring to when you said you saw something on TV.
Yeah, I saw it, but I'm trying to remember. I think it was on BET at least that I actually saw it. I just could not remember what show it was actually showing. But I was like, yeah. And I'm like, when did they do this? Because they're trying to make it seem like it was something new. But anyhow, watch out for that tonight, y'all. And, you know, join us next week again, Saturday and Sunday, honey, with our new times, new channel. Well, new same channel, but, you know, new time. You know, new day, should I say. Same time, 9 a.m. my time, 8 a.m. y'all time. Like us on Facebook at Love and Life. Like us individually. I am Roger Love. She is Miss Kia Walker, and she is Miss Mahogany Wood, because you know she would. Yes, she would. And until next weekend, y'all, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.